morning. Joining me live over the phone today for our monthly update from South Lincoln County and the City of Kemmer, Administrator Brian Muir on the phone. Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Fantastic. Beautiful day here in Kemmer.
Absolutely.
Sunshine and little breeze just to cool things off. It's great.
It's nice to have summer, isn't it? Just nice to have summer.
Finally.
Well, Brian, appreciate your time as always to talk about what's happening in Kemmer. And just a couple of community events coming up that I think we can start off with. The Youth Fishing Derby that was postponed from earlier this year because of the high water flows. That's happening this Saturday, correct?
Yes, that's right. We're excited to have the young anglers come and catch some fish. The Game and Fish have will have the pond stocked as they normally do. We are going from 8 to noon on Saturday. So, and there's going to be people there to help cook the fish as before. And when they get them cooked and everything, they can eat them and have a good time and with their family. So
that's perfect. Now, traditionally, this happens on Free Fishing Day with the Game and Fish. That's not happening this year. I'm assuming hopefully Game and Fish is working with you on this, that it's still – they're still going to let the license thing slide. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, yes. I think we'll be fine there. And they are going to be a little short-handed, so we are looking for volunteers to kind of help out with cleaning. And usually we've got some of our staff there helping to cook and clean as well. So I think it should be okay. But if anybody could step in and volunteer, we'd appreciate it. So.
That's happening this Saturday for the Youth Fishing Derby at the Kemmer Pond, 8 to noon this upcoming Saturday. Brian Muir with the City of Kemmer on the phone with us this morning. Despite some of the rumors I've seen trickling around, Brian, Oyster Ridge Music Festival is certainly not ending at the at this year. It's going to continue on, and it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and the rumors probably got started because people probably noticed that we took down the stage. Our staff took down the stage. The stage actually it's getting old, and it actually broke on the covering for the stage, and our staff was able to get it fixed enough to go for partial coverage of the stage for the Fossil Fest. But Oyster Ridge needs a better coverage over the bands because of all their equipment that they have. And so they're actually going to bring in their own temporary stage. So they've got that coming. That's going to be done in place for Oyster Ridge, which is actually not this weekend, but next weekend. So
absolutely. And we'll be talking with folks from Oyster Ridge next week, and they'll give us more details on the great lineup they have. But man, what a great event for the South Lincoln community that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, we're working with them. We've even talked about coming up with a place for a permanent stage in the downtown triangle. So that's an exciting thing it's something that we hope for and find a good place, and then we won't have to do this every year.
Perfect. Sounds great. Well, Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the phone for a live update this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, what else is happening in South Lincoln County? I understand there's been some developments that are moving forward.
Yes, actually, as you may have heard before, there's a company called Canyon Road Holdings, and they own two big pieces of property. One's 116 acres over by the Kemmer Cemetery. They're working towards final plat approval on that. And the first phase, I think, has about 140-something homes planned. And then we have as well, there's 291 acres on the south of town, which they have worked with the zoning board on, and me and staff and also our city council gave final approval to convert, to change, amend the zoning map to allow 60 acres of agricultural area over there in the south part of the community to be zoned as a commercial highway with a potential truck stop for getting the travelers off the road and staying here in Kemmer on their way to Yellowstone and other places. And then also potential hotels, and even there's a potential grocery store on the conceptual map that they gave us. So that's been rezoned so they can do that. They still need to get their subdivision application in for that. And then there's another section of that same property. So that was 60 acres. It was converted to commercial highway. And then there's another 87 acres on the north part where there's a potential for multifamily housing, 2, 3, 4 bedroom kinds of living, so we can help take care of some of these temp workers and their families when they come in, and up to 600 units potentially. And obviously there's a lot of work that needs done, but between now and then they still have to do a subdivision application. But yeah, there's, we're trying to, and I've been in contact with Bechtel and also with TerraPower, just letting them know what's going on. And they're excited that we are planning ahead and have these options available for housing to get as many people come to Kemmer to stay temporarily or permanently.
So. Yeah. Well, this, you know, that development area you were talking about off the highway, I mean, that just, you have, as you mentioned, the expected growth coming, but that, even regardless of growth or no growth, that would kind of make sense for where Kemmer is and the amount of traffic that comes through on 30.
Yes, I think 30 in the long run is a great opportunity for people that need to, as I understand it, you bypass the Three Sisters, and if there's, you know, any kind of weather and those kinds of things. So 30 could become a long term good option for the truck travelers and everybody else as well. So.
Excellent. Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the phone this morning. Brian, as always, really appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
Just to let you know, there's a lot of need in our community for cellular, and there was a cell tower that was rejected by the zoning board based on some public feedback. But they are finding and looking for another location. Atlas Tower is working to try to make another proposal for that. So. You know, they're going to try to find a place that's a little less, I guess, close to residential areas. So they're working on that. And so we'll see what they come up with in their proposal to the zoning board. So
excellent. Okay.
But big need for cell coverage, but you know, you got to make sure you're trying to make it so that, the neighbors are accepting, of course,
sure,
of everything. So.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time, and we will touch base in a month.
Have a good one.
You too. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator on the SVI Radio Network.